many, many years ago. I'd say back so long ago that I was writing my first book. Because I remember writing it in my office at Maslin State Hospital, which at that time, I think they had about 4,000 residents. Well, when the move came to get people out of the state institutions and into group homes or on the street, many of them went on the street. But I was in the intake department, which meant when somebody came in, they were screened. Given that they could be committed for a short period of emergency or longer if the judge so decided. When a parent brought in a late teen or 20s, someone who was having a psychotic episode, according to the parents, and that's typically when the majority of psychotic episodes happen. Something about the timing in the brain, those years from, say, maybe 18, 19 to 30. I would interview the person, I'd interview the parents. When someone is cautious, when they are what we call in psychology guarded, they know that they're being assessed. And they know that the people around them have many questions about their mental stability, and they are careful to not say too much that would make them sound out of touch with reality. When somebody's crazy, they're not crazy all the time. I would interview the individual, and they could, in certain circumstances, come across relatively clear thinking. If you didn't know the history of the individual, you'd think, well, I don't quite see what's going on here that would necessitate an emergency commitment. We would talk. Things would sound reasonably stable. And I would ask, is there anything else you want to tell me? And if the person said, yes, did I tell you that I'm Jesus Christ? Now, the interview went on 1 minute too long. Let me draw a parallel. The early church, in their missionary journeys, was attempting to share with people the kerygma, the good news about our Lord, that this, in fact, was God on earth, rose from the dead, gave a lot of proofs when he was here of what he could do. So can you imagine trying to tell somebody this? That this individual that you knew rose from the dead. You saw him ascend into heaven. Kind of magic. How do you do that, you know? Then some people will listen, some won't. Some will look at you like you're nuts. But let's say you're talking to a man and his wife, and you're telling them things like, well, we knew him, we traveled with him, we saw miracles, we saw what he could do, let us tell you what he did, let us tell you what he said, and then, ultimately, he appeared to us alive after he was tortured to death by the Romans. Let's say the woman is listening. She wants to hear what you have to say. The guy's skeptical. He's just sitting there like, come on. But he's thinking, this guy doesn't seem crazy. Sounds like he's relatively clear thinking. And then you continue with your sharing of this news, and you say, well, I also want to tell you that he gave us a moral system. And this moral system works very well for maximum contentment for life. It's contrary to what many of the moral systems are now among the Romans and other God-worshipping people, little g, but it's something. So the wife's getting a little more interested. The guy's still skeptical. He says, anything else? And you make your final sales pitch, which is a big one. If anything happens to you, we will take your wife and your children into our community. We will take care of them. They will be with us. They will be protected. She won't have to go on the streets. They won't be homeless. Well, now he's interested. Now he's interested. He may not have yet bought into this stuff about this guy being God and this guy rising from the dead, but this welfare sales pitch sounds pretty good. So one last thing he says. Are you telling me everything? Well, not everything. We believe that he left us himself in a miraculous way. When our prayers are made, prayed over bread, over wine, it becomes him, and we eat him. The interview went on 1 minute too long. Now, would you make something like that up if you're trying to spread a new faith? Leave it alone. Leave it out. Or just say it's a memorial meal, like a lot of Christian groups now say. Just a memorial meal, nothing else. Lord didn't intend to leave us himself in a miraculous way. But the early church believed that. And because they knew it came straight from Christ, they were compelled to preach it. It was the very center of their preaching. If that ain't true, why would you even try to convince anybody it is? A lot easier. A lot easier. Just to simply say, yeah, we celebrate memorial meals. Because everybody had memorial meals in those days. That was no big deal. But to eat him? One, I don't know if it was an early church father or if it was a high-profile defender of the faith who said, it's so unbelievable. That's why I believe it. And I understand that. Why would you make anything like this up if you're attempting to gather converts? This would kind of be the last thing you'd tell them. The interview went on 1 minute too long in some of those cases, I'm sure. But for those who believed, like you, the interview is a good one.